Conversations with the Mayors is presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more online at localstimulus.org or hashtag localstimulus on social media. Joined on the phone by the Mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger, who chose the intro music. And thank you so much, because I dance every single time
it
plays.
Aaron, me too. Makes me feel good.
How are you?
I'm good today, but the weather can't seem to make up its mind today. My goodness. It's just rainy, cloudy, sunny, hot, not so hot. Anyway, what it kind of goes along with the life we're having right now.
Yeah, right. So catch us up on town government. I know county commissioners are going to be meeting later on today to talk about an amendment to the state of emergency. And this is something that I was talking about with Penny Rich yesterday. She said she was discussing this with the mayor. So what's the latest?
We've signed on. It'll go into effect tomorrow at 5 p.m. I was meeting with some restaurateurs today via Zoom, talking about our numbers are going up, Aaron, across the state. Hospitalizations are up, the highest we've had so far, over 1,000. We've got to put some measures into place to make sure that we're not going to create hot spots. One of the things we've been noticing is that people have been congregating in restaurants after they're serving food late at night. And so we've asked restaurants to stop serving food indoors. You can still do takeout, still do takeaway at 10 p.m. We've asked them to stop serving so that we can get people not to be congregating in a bar-like setting, basically, because the governor has closed bars at this point still. So we've asked the restaurants to comply with this, and that'll go into effect tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Again, we're just trying to, we know that big congregations of people can create hot spots that then just ripple throughout the community, and we saw that with the announcement about what happened on the practices on campus when lots of people are together. We're also making sure that we're reducing those outside gatherings to 25 or fewer people. This virus is here for a while. We've got to learn to do things safely. We're going to be dealing with this for a lot longer than we expected. I know people are exhausted and want change, but we've until there's a vaccine, we just don't really have other answers other than the things we know that work, and that is washing your hands, waiting and staying apart from people, and wearing a mask. And we're not seeing as much compliance on wearing the mask in downtown as we'd like to see. Mm-hmm. We need people wearing the mask. It keeps everyone else safe, and it keeps you safe too. And we can't stress it enough that we want people to continue to be able to do the things they want to do. We want them to do it safely.
So I have to ask, and I know both Commissioner Rich and you are not saying this, so I want to know if you can or will, but which restaurants?
It's a couple of the ones that are noted for student hangouts downtown. I mean, just to be honest with
okay.
you. We get it. We know that people want to be together. We know that social distancing and physical distancing are hard, especially among our college-age friends. We know that. And so it's just, we hate this because socialization is a huge part of our life, but we need them not to be having a couple hundred people inside of a restaurant that's no longer serving food. I mean, that's the point. And so we're asking people to, and there's people who are complying quite well with this, restaurants that are complying. So we want people to feel safe to go places, and we don't want to see those outbreaks. And we're trying to figure out the best path forward in working with UNC about students coming back and faculty coming back. And there's a lot of concerns still to be addressed.
Yeah, that's the next question, because classes are, as of right now, slated to start up in a month and a day, right? August 10th.
Yeah,
so
right.
what's happening behind the scenes from the town's perspective to make that possible?
So we are talking almost on a daily basis at some level. I have a call after this one with Vice Chancellor, talking about what those steps look like, what the protocols are, what the off-ramps are, what we look for, how we're going to work together on these things. I will remind our community that UNC is a state agency. We don't control what they do. We partner with them. We want to keep communities safe. And when students come here, they are part of our community, so we want to help keep them safe as well. And we're trying our best by having some expectations in place about where we're not gathering large groups of people is a good step in that direction. I will tell you on a positive note, I was also on the call today talking about our sidewalk extensions downtown. We have gotten final permission from DOT to take a lane away from each of Franklin Street in each direction and make it a new sidewalk, if you may, so that people have more room to walk downtown, that restaurants have more sidewalk dining available downtown, that you can be outdoors and safe and be around people and hopefully wear your mask while you're moving about in our downtown areas, especially with the students coming back. The equipment should be here in a couple of weeks, and it will be able to be removed if we need to remove it. If there's a big event or something happening or a hurricane, we can move that. But we have to have equipment that will keep people safe from cars while this is going on. But look for a different feel downtown that allows more walkability and more people being able to be out together and being socially distanced, or physically distanced, as we say.
That's awesome. I'm glad you brought that up. You and I were thinking along the same lines, because that was literally the next thing I was about to ask about. So the barriers that you're talking about, the equipment, what exactly does that entail? Is it just like barriers between the road and the new space?
Yes. Yeah, so the lane that we'll take away, so there'll be those cones like you see on mm-hmm. the highway, but they're filled with water, so they're pretty sturdy. And then there'll be a barrier between that lane and the current either parking lane or the sidewalk. Each block of Franklin Street's a little different downtown, but there'll be a ways for people to safely traverse from the walkway, which was the old through lane, onto the sidewalk and be able to come back and forth. The loading zones will still be there for the restaurants that have the loading zones. The fire hydrants will still be protected. The sidewalk dining will be a little wider now, a little more room to navigate around that as well, because we want people to be able to both sit outside and dine and walk by in a safe manner. So those barricades, though, have to protect. There'll still be a through lane going each way on Franklin Street and the middle turn lane, but we don't want cars to, you know, pull in and be near the pedestrians, so we have to have a safe access. And these are DOT-approved equipment that we can use for that.
This is
and
really...
they'll be ours. We're buying the equipment so that we can flex and use it for other things as well, and we hope this will stay out there for the entire fall. And then that's the goal, to help promote more outside places for people to be, especially when we get more dense with the students coming back to campus.
This is really cool. Do you know of specific businesses or restaurants or places that are planning on doing something with this and what they're planning?
Yes, I had several of our well-known restaurants on today. We had Med Deli and Carolina Brewery and 411 West, and they're all the merchants that are doing the outside dining are very excited. We have done away with the fees for getting the permit for outside dining. We've changed it so we've made it easier for outside dining. So any business downtown that would like to have this, they just need to get in touch with our office. We can walk them through to get the permit. Like I said, we've waived the fees. We've sped up the process. Downtown Partnership has offered that if you want to buy more outdoor furniture for your business, they have a discount program that you can get a reduction and a grant program so that you're paying, he said, about 25 to 30% of what you'd normally pay to get the outdoor furniture. And you can leave it outdoors. You don't have to bring it in and out. That was a misunderstanding. We used to do it that way. We've changed. We're trying to make it better for the businesses downtown.
There are a ton, we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, by the way, there are a ton of different things that town government and local government can do to help businesses get through this, little things like this. And I'm sure there are so many that, you know, they're not even necessarily immediately popping to mind when you sit down to brainstorm. So how often do you have these conversations where someone comes up and says, oh, what if the town did this? Oh, yeah, we can make that happen.
So we get flooded with those recommendations from people, which I love. We're a very forward-thinking community. We're very blessed to have a very active chamber leadership and the Downtown Partnership leadership that have been helping pull those conversations together. So sometimes the Zoom calls have hundreds of business owners on them. There's Zoom calls that have just restaurateurs on them talking about and sharing those ideas so that we can kind of pull them together and talk through them, so it's not, you know, 100 different ideas coming in and you're trying to sort through them. And that's helpful because town government doesn't run a business, right? So we need to hear the collective voice. And like I said, we're very blessed to have leadership that's willing to help pull folks together. We have our leadership recovery team coming together, the town leadership, working in conjunction with the county one, but we're also going to be working with our chamber and our downtown partnership and other business entities that we're well aware of to help figure out what this long-term recovery looks like. And I know people really don't want to hear this, Aaron, but we're starting to hear that we need to be thinking to January. Mm-hmm. This is hard. My son works remotely. They just got the news yesterday that they were going to be remote till the end of December. And they've been remote so far. And I'm hearing more and more stories like that, that companies, until there's a vaccine, they don't see the likelihood of going back to any kind of version of what we thought of as normal before. It'll be a new normal. And so people need to be thinking the long term and how to make things work for the long haul of this until we have a vaccine out there.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Other things going on in town that folks ought to know about.
Yes, so we really are ramping up our rent and utility assistance programs because we're getting a lot of requests from folks who have, it's been several months now, and they see too the long-term look. We're putting money out of our CARES funding to help us with that. We have CDBG money to help with that. We'd hope the General Assembly would have passed the House Bill 1200 for mortgage and rent utilities. They have not. We're hoping that still may come, and we're advocating through our Metro Mayors organization. But we've had over $6,000 donated from community members who want to help donate to this fund to help families not get evicted, to help them pay off the utility bills that they're mounting now, because at some point the evictions will be lifted, the stay will be lifted. If you're interested in helping donate, we've had people say they wanted to send their stimulus check in. We are gladly taking those donations, and we're working with our community partners to vet the people who receive that. We're prioritizing families and people with special needs. So we've got the fund. We welcome donations. We're doing our best, but the need is probably going to far outweigh what we're going to be able to collect. So anybody that's willing to help with that, that would be great. We're still trying to figure out all the different nuances to that as well, but our staff, I was listening to the mayor of St. Paul today talk about how all of our staffs are having to take on different job descriptions now. It's not business as usual. It's doing things that we've never really had to do as much before, and concentrating on our vulnerable populations, on our businesses getting back on their feet, on getting through these times and for the long stretch. And we're just so blessed in this community to have so many community partners and volunteers and people who care. But that coordination takes a lot of effort from our staff. Mm-hmm. And they, their heart's all in it, and their time and their energy, and they are working 24/7.
And of course, the regular work of town goes on too. In the midst of all of that, there's a meeting on Monday on charting our future, right?
Yes. If you're a planning enthusiast and you want to know about the future land use map, we have.
That's everyone who listens to this show. So.
We also have transportation enthusiasts. We've got things coming up on the 30-year transportation plan. Again, we've got all these things going on, still town modes. It's on the website, but there's drop-in opportunities on for the future land use on Monday at 5:30, well, tonight at 5:30, July 16th at 11, July 20th at 5. They printed this all out for me so I could be a little more coherent with it. And there's wanting comments on the Booker Creek Pipe Mural Project. If you want to talk about what the mural should look like and what they like about the trail, you can send your comments in too. So we want people to weigh in. It's just in a virtual way this time. And so that makes it a little harder for a lot of people, but it makes it easier for some. But we want people to be safe, and we welcome all comments so we can do that. And a good news is starting July 1st, we're fine free
on the bus, fine free at the library, right?
We like free. There we go. We're fine free at the library. This is something we've been working towards for a couple of years. It was the right thing to do, the thing we wanted to do. It was a budget hit, and during this time, taking a budget hit has to be planned out because we really don't know all the things that are going to change with our budget in the coming year, because we just don't even know how this past fiscal year ended up. We'll know more when we know more about that. So, and then I had to laugh, Erin. I love to post pictures and showing good work out there. I went to the farmer's market Tuesday, and my daughter and her dog came along. We just thought it'd be funny to take a picture of the dog and the mask, but people thought I left the dog in the car. We did not leave the dog in the car. But it's a good reminder, don't leave your children or pets in the car in the hot summer sun. But the farmer's market over at U Place does a great job. We all waited our 6 feet apart. It took a little bit of time. People were wearing their masks, practicing, but man, there were some good tomatoes there. So I encourage people, they were just to die for. People are still trying to do business and still trying to make their living, and we need to be supportive, especially of our local farmers. And they're there. And so come on out, because there was a lot of produce, and it was absolutely fabulous. So just want to make sure as we're reminding people that local matters, because these are our own people here and we all need to help them make a living.
Again, speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org, for more information on town government. Got to wrap up for just one more question, and it's completely unrelated to what we've been discussing. But just in the last couple of weeks, the town of Hillsborough passed an ordinance making Juneteenth a paid holiday for employees. Wake County's done the same thing. Has there been talk about Chapel Hill doing that?
We've talked about it, but we want to have a community conversation and find out if that's what the community would like to do. And so that'll be part of our task force planning as we have those conversations. I think it's a great idea, but we like to do things by talking it through. So we have time to do that. And so I'm looking forward to hearing the comments and just ideas surrounding that in honoring Juneteenth. And I think that's one of the ideas to be shared, and we're excited to hear input on that as we move forward.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care.